Last week, there was a big premiere of the movie Awake. This is about a man who's alert through an operation, even though doctors put him under anesthesia before cutting him open. Okay, the very next day after that premiere, a press release came out from Aspect Medical Systems, volunteering to provide resources and facts about anesthetic awareness, as the phenomenon is called. The medical community is clearly aware of this movie, which opens next Friday, and that it's going to cause some concern. And it is no wonder they're going on the PR offensive, given the very scary trailer for the film. Here's a little bit of it, where the lead, splayed out on an operating table, clearly hears, sees, smells, and feels what's going on.
That's freezing.
What is that? That stinks. Wait, am I supposed to be able to still hear you?
Anakin Skywalker?
Wait, something's wrong.
Give me another drape right here.
Listen to me, I can feel that.
Don't tell me anything.
I can still hear you.
Nah, I'm still awake.
Okay, I'm still awake.
Scalpel?
Move something. Do something, Clay. Move an arm. Move a finger. Move. Come on, open your eyes. No!
Yes, those are the screams of Anakin Skywalker, otherwise known as Hayden Christensen, who stars in the movie. Someone who's seen it is Dr. Michael Royzen, an anesthesiologist and chief wellness officer at the Cleveland Clinic. He joins us now. Hi, doctor.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Good. I'll ask you for your film review in just a few minutes. I first want to talk about this issue. What happens or what doesn't happen for someone to be alert after they've been given anesthesia?
Well, first of all, can awake happen? At least that phase of awake, that is awareness during a surgical procedure, can happen. If you take all hospitals in the United States, it may happen as many as 1 in 700 times. Most of those are in people in extremis who we can't give enough of the anesthetic, that is of the dose of drug, to make you feel asleep. In those hospitals like the Cleveland Clinic, where we routinely use what would be called awareness monitoring, it's really a monitor of brain function, it may happen as many as 1 in 40,000 times, so not very commonly. But what happens is the patient has a muscle relaxant on board that paralyzes their muscles, and we don't anesthetize or put the brain to sleep enough. And so that's why the monitoring of this, using this device, has occurred. One of the things people can ask their surgeon and they have to ask their anesthesiologist, are you going to use this monitoring, which is the common one that we use at the Cleveland Clinic, the one that's been shown effective, is the BIS, B-I-S monitor.
Let me break down a little bit what you just answered. You talked about someone being high risk for this perhaps to happen. Who would be in the high risk category?
Well, the high risk category are people who can't take enough anesthetic because it would inhibit other functions that would lead them to not be alive. Those are trauma victims largely, that is major catastrophes where they have bled out. The other one is a common one that we, in fact, it's high risk obstetric patients. It's mothers who have to have emergency cesarean section, that is emergency, if you will, birth. And the way we try and get around that sometimes is, in fact, they are the ones who we trying to protect the child so that the child, the newborn, will breathe normally. So the mother, for that literally 1 minute before the child, from incision till the child is obtained in that emergency section, may not have enough anesthetic. And those are, so it's trauma victims and the high-risk obstetric patient.
But doctor, what's the greater danger, that anesthesia doesn't work and a patient is quote-unquote awake during surgery, or that so many people who this would never happen to see this movie and get freaked out and somehow make irrational medical decisions?
Well, in fact, I think the latter. That is, you're going to, if you see this, it's like seeing Jaws, you're going to have heartburn every time you come near an operating room. You might as well prepare for it in advance. You might as well, it's like you should go on a stress management pill and Prilosec and Tums all at once. But in fact, the key is to understand this can happen about 1 in 40,000 times. How do you lessen it? So you ask the anesthesiologist how he's going to monitor it, show your concern. But there are a couple other key points in the movie, and that is always get second opinions for everything you have. So it shouldn't be that you pick the first transplant surgeon because he's a friend or a relative referred you to him. it is always get second opinion. So if I can say, there's even a greater message in this. Surgeons aren't likely to plot against you with the rest of the operating room team. That's so unlikely.
Which is what happens in this film, we should say, without giving away too much of the plot.
The film, without giving away.
I think I figured it out.
The film comes off superbly. It's a magnet. I mean, you know, I looked around the premiere and everyone was riveted in their seats. Even the four or five of us doctors I knew who were there were riveted by the film. So we didn't mind the technical, if you will, errors. Mm-hmm. It was a great film. You know, it would get a 4-star and a 0-5 rating, at least a 4-star for me. And there's one underlying message in addition to getting the second opinion and ask the anesthesiologist about awareness monitoring. The third opinion is trust mom.
The awareness monitoring I'm curious about is, it's an imprecise science, though, right?
Exactly. It's an imprecise science. That's why, even though at the Cleveland Clinic we routinely do it, there still is 1 in 40,000 cases. Not very likely, but there still are some that where the machine or whatever happens doesn't seem to work perfectly.
This monitor, if I ask my doctor about this, he's going to say, oh, you don't really need it, or does the medical community generally recognize, yeah, it is a good thing, better safe than sorry?
I think the medical community recognizes it was a good thing. It is not needed in some cases, but since it is so inexpensive and so much of a reassurance to you, it takes away from having to have all the nightmares you might have or worried about it. So just ask for it and it's available in 65% of the operating rooms now. After this film comes out, it'll probably be available in 100% pretty quickly. But in fact, it is something that most of us use. And we use it not only to prevent awareness, but it helps guide the dose of anesthesia. At least that's the way I use it.
Are you paid by them or anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay.
Dr. Michael Roy is an anesthesiologist and chief wellness officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Thanks for being with us, doctor.
Thank you.
It was really interesting. As I was researching around, there was one medical blog, Mike, that one doctor wrote, oh, boy, the patients are going to be a real pain right now after this movie comes out. So,
and if an anesthesiologist thinks the patients are going to be a pain, then the patients are going to be a pain. And he's not doing his job right. Coming up, we'll talk about New Yorker cartoons, and we'll talk about heritage turkeys. You know what that means? We'll tell you on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.